Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Reverend Franklin Graham loves homosexuals enough to warn them about, quote, the flames of hell. I'm Matt Barber. We're going to discuss this today on Faith and Freedom with Daryl Edwards. Daryl, you were there. You were at the Watchman on the Wall conference. Tell us about what happened, what Reverend Franklin Graham had to say.
Well, he was chosen to win the award for the year, for the Watchman of the Year, Watchman on the Wall Award, and got up and made a strong statement. I mean, he minced no words and said that, first of all, he said that he encouraged all the pastors there to take a stand, to speak out, and he said it's for him. He goes, no one is going to shut him up. And you could see that in his eyes, in his face, his jaw was set, and you knew that, boy, nothing was going to shut him up. He was going to continue to speak out. So it was encouragement to those that were there. But he did. He said that people, God hates cowards, and the cowards that God's speaking of, and he speaks of it in Revelation, are those who know the truth but refuse to speak it. And he went on to say, it's a free country, you can do what you want, but in regards to issues like homosexuality and moral issues, it's a sin against God, and you know it's a sin. And, you know, separation from God in hell because of sin and an unrepentant life and refusing to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior leads to eternal punishment. And he said that and was unafraid to do it. He talked about people who might become targets and pastors who say, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. I become a target. And he said, don't you think Jesus Christ was a target?
Well, and those pastors have good reason to fear becoming a target, but not really good reason to fear. They have good reason. They have knowledge that they will become a target because it's happening right and left. People like Reverend Graham, he's already become a target for simply saying this. People like the Benham brothers, people like Brendan Eich with Mozilla. The Benham brothers having lost their HGTV program for speaking out. Truth in love, always in love. No, we're not talking about gay bashing here. We're talking about speaking truth in love. Jeff Allen, who is the senior editor of barbedwire.com, and a full disclosure here, I'm the editor-in-chief of Barbed Wire, has a great article on this. He says, for obvious reasons, warnings are not always warmly received by those to whom they are given, but they often mean the difference between life and death, heaven and hell. And those who are brave enough to utter such challenging words of caution are, in fact, displaying the highest degree of love. They risk the anger and attacks of those who furiously defy their warnings. Nevertheless, they choose the well-being of another person over their own personal convenience, as opposed to those who fearfully choose to tell people only what they want to hear. And boy, this is the issue of the day, isn't it, Daryl? This, for some reason, this issue about homosexuality is the one where the line in the sand has been pretty clearly drawn. Scripture is unequivocal in both the Old and New Testament that homosexual behavior, like adultery, like fornication, like incest, like bestiality, all of these other deviances of God's design for sexual human sexuality, that they are sexual immorality, sin. But God gives us the example of how to handle this. Truth in love, like he did with the woman at the temple that caught up in adultery and sexual sin. He said, I condemn you not. That's the love part, and the truth comes now. Go and sin no more. It is sin. And Reverend Graham here, as you mentioned, minced no words, and he even went so far as to say that he is, quote, not afraid of homosexuals. And when people call you a homophobe, he says, I'm not a homophobe. I'm not afraid of homosexuals. I love them enough to tell the truth.
Yeah, as you said, he spoke the truth in love. He said, we don't want to be called homophobic. And as you said, he said, listen, I'm not afraid of homosexuals. I'm really not. Matter of fact, I love them. I love them enough to care to warn them that if they want to continue living like this, it's the flames of hell for you. This is what Reverend Graham said. And if you don't like that, don't get mad at me. I didn't write the rule book. Almighty God wrote it.
Yeah. And boy, you know, we have those in the church today, and this is even causing division within the body of Christ. We are finding those who are taking the path of least resistance, I think driven by fear, because again, there's no wiggle room here. Scripture is unequivocal here that homosexual behavior is sin. So people like Rob Bell, for instance, you know, Franklin Graham here talks about, you know, the gates of hell and burning in hell, the flames of hell. Yet you have people like Rob Bell, who is creating this new kind of feel-good, touchy-feely Christianity, this hyper-grace Christianity, that denies really the existence of hell at all.
God and love, even if there is a hell, will just rescue everybody out of it. It's not eternal, even if it exists at all.
Well, then, if that's the case, and if people can continue in you know, open fornication and unrepentant fornication, people can continue running around on their wives because, hey, what she doesn't know won't hurt her, you know, unrepentant adultery, if people can continue in the unrepentant homosexual lifestyle, then please answer me this, Daryl. Why did Jesus even die on the cross?
Yeah, and it's not a God of love who allows people to engage in behavior that will ultimately harm themselves.
Yeah.
Out of love, he puts law. And he created law to protect us from ourselves. Almost all law, if you read it, protects us from harm where we would hurt each other. You mentioned about being afraid. That's what Reverend Graham said. He talked about, if you don't speak out, if you go down the road of compromise, you're going to become a coward. And the Bible, he read this list out of Revelation when he was there, and the very first thing said of God hates, well, those who are afraid, those who act as cowards and refuse to speak out for him when they know the truth, that's at the top of God's list.
Well, Reverend Graham, speaking to the pastors and others in attendance, you were there again, Daryl. He says, listen, gentlemen, we live in a world where there is so much compromise. This city, Washington, D.C., that we're in, that's all they do is compromise. We cannot go down that road because you and I are going to have to stand before God one day and give an account to him, and you don't want him to say from his lips, you were a coward. Wow. I mean, those are powerful words.
You know, Dr. Graham so strongly stood up at the time and put himself on the line. He said, someday we might even have to put our own lives on the line. He said, you don't think Jesus was a target? He was a target. He said, could someday we get our heads chopped off because of that? He said, yeah. And I remember him looked right at everybody and said, well, so what? Chop it off.
Yeah. Wow. Now, that's courage, you know.
Yeah.
And Christ had a little something to say about all this, too. He talked about essentially, and I'm paraphrasing here, but choosing popularity over principle. And isn't that ultimately what we see happening here? Christ said that they are going to hate us because they first hated him. The world can't get it. Those who don't have the Spirit, as we're told in 2 Corinthians, I think, it says those who don't have the Spirit, this is all foolishness to them. So they get angry, they get mad when we speak truth, even when it's in love, being compassionate, telling people you're destroying yourselves physically. I mean, the CDC, the science is clear that the homosexual lifestyle is self-destructive from a physical, medical standpoint. You're destroying yourself emotionally. You're destroying yourself spiritually, eternally. And isn't the least loving thing you could do would be to encourage someone to continue to destroy themselves?
Yeah, we need people like this, like Dr. Graham talked about, who will stand up. Like Elijah, who stood up against the 450 prophets of Baal, who was unafraid, who knew in faith he stood out and knew God would come and show himself at the time he needed. And we need people like that today who are not afraid to speak up. And even though it may seem like it's 450 to one to you, you know, that God's on your side, and if you'll step out in faith, you'll be fine.
Well, folks, at Liberty Council, we're not going to be afraid to speak truth and love. That's what we are commanded to do. That's what we will continue to do. We may not be real popular in the culture for doing it, but truth in love is what we will continue to speak. So go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, to learn more about how you can become part of Liberty Council's ministry. We have fantastic educational materials on protecting the family, protecting natural marriage. You can ask for Matt Staver's book, Same-Sex Marriage, Putting Every Household at Risk, for a gift. We can send that book off to you. This is Matt Staver wrote this book years ago, and we are now living what he warned about here in the United States. The homosexual activist juggernaut is out in full force, and it is becoming an America wherein speaking truth in love can get your head figuratively chopped off. Not literally yet, but certainly you can lose your job, you can lose your livelihood, and so forth. Go to lc.org to learn more, or give us a call at Liberty Council, 1-800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.